Hello and welcome to another episode of FPL Kobe Talks, where three dedicated gentlemen do whatever it takes to put across a podcast and share our insights and analysis on the current Premier League games and what it means to the game you love, Fantasy Premier League. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual.
I'm ABK, the Arsenal loyalist.
And I'm Lukman, the sensible one. How's it going, boys?
Yeah, if you can hear Anwar and Lukman, they sound like they just woke up.
Nah, bro. It's feeling a bit husky, a bit raspy.
Got a bit of a raspy sound. That's cause they are. Yeah. We want to show our dedication.
Timestamp.
5:30 a.m. The games are still going on.
West Ham and Bournemouth just full time. So Bowen confirmed blank. So we still have United and Wolves. Second half.
And I'm
so
keeping my fingers crossed for Pedro Neto to do something in this game, for a silver lining for this game week, man.
I think this is probably the earliest that we've pod. I think we've never pod before the game week ended, have we? Before?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. We probably have to
being punctual, guys.
Look through the archives.
It's 56 minutes into the United.
We wanted a pod at 6:30, right after the United game, but Anwar has to get his kids ready quite early, right, bro?
Yep. Early bird catches the worm, man.
Anyway, EBK, how's your travels? Are you back in
I'm
Barcelona?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm just before school starts again, I will travel a bit more. Meeting my friend. My friend traveling. He's coming to Madrid, and then he's coming to Barcelona after that. So I'm meeting in Madrid, and then he's coming to Barcelona after that. So just before my school starts, one place to travel.
Nice.
Any interesting tidbits on your travels?
Tidbits. I don't know what tidbits are, but I went to watch the Dortmund game. At the yellow.
Oh, the yellow wall, man.
At the yellow wall, it's crazy, bro. Like I think no stadium's atmosphere can beat Dortmund. I don't know.
Oh, you mean to Anfield?
I don't know. I've never been to Anfield.
Okay, but
to be fair, the Dortmund fans do sing that before the game starts.
Yeah, they do. I think three clubs or four clubs do.
You never walk alone. The atmosphere was crazy. Because at the yellow wall, there's no seating, bro. Everyone has to stand.
You must stand.
And then these people at the yellow wall, they stand 1 hour before the game starts, So they are already there. Because if you don't come 1 hour before the game starts, you're not allowed in because it cannot fit.
That's what people do when they go for a standing seat for a Shakespeare play also. One of those plays also.
It was quite long to stand there. But
the Dortmund fans are another level as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So when I was in Vienna, I used to watch at this pub, which was a Dortmund home pub. So when you had the Dortmund Bayern game, even at the pub, it was crazy intense atmosphere. Lots of passionate fans.
I think they never there was a first 12 minutes they didn't chant or sing because one of the ultras passed away. So they dedicated it to that first 10 minutes of silence or something. But after that, there was no silence. No, it was just songs after songs after songs. It was mad. It was really eye-opening experience.
Let's start the pod proper. But before that, don't forget to follow us on FPL Kopi Talks on IG, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and X.
And as usual, if you're listening to us on Spotify, don't forget to hit the subscribe button to our channel and give us that 5-star rating.
Also, if you haven't, do join our Telegram group where we're running our FPL Prize League. I'm really looking forward to today's pod. And without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 103. Truly, Bradley, deeply. Let's get into
Bradley.
Boss, copy all satu, boss.
You're listening to FPL Kobe Talks.
It's Freddie Ljungberg again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
All right, Tall Grande Venti, we'll do that, right? this is the segment where we put our purely biased, highly opinionated ratings of this game week. So, I don't know who will start first. I think I'll just start first. We don't follow the ranking because we don't know. I just refresh my life.
It's
so it's a red arrow for me. That much, okay. The red arrow after Areola and Bowen's blank. Bowen 1 point, he got a yellow card, so annoying. So 969k to 1 million. So a small rate. So 53 points. So my transfer was nothing. I wrote my transfer. I didn't decide to bring Haaland in because if I were to bring Haaland in, right, I have to sell Alvarez, right? I don't think that was wise. Luckily because he did score 13 points. So anyway, my team is Areola. Moreno with the own goal minus one. Estupinian, 0 points. Trent, Jota, Bowen, Richarlison, Captain Foden, Yao Pedro, Julian Alvarez, and Watkins. So yeah, I think it's a meh week. Yeah. I was hoping I don't get outside the 1 million, but I am outside the 1 million yet again. So yeah, slowly but surely.
Yeah, who's next?
Yeah, next.
Me? Yeah, maybe I talk about my team because like, I'm also quite close to Lukman. I was okay. Previously in a
one. So we all OR now.
Yeah, we kind of swapped places. I was my old OR was about a million 20,000, and now I got a green arrow to about 884,000. Yeah, decent week. I kind of surprised myself with this transfer myself. To be honest. Like,
yeah, explain.
All luck, no skills.
I was surprised. I was surprised you were so Watkins. Yeah.
I'm quite a big Watkins fan. But then the thing was, I had.
What's your transfer?
So my transfer was going from Watkins to Tony.
Yeah.
Ivan Tony. Right. So one of the reasons why I went for this transfer, why I gambled
quite
on Tony.
A rook transfer.
Huh? Good. Or
quite a rook transfer.
Rook.
Rogue.
Yeah. I also thought so. Because I felt like, okay. So first of all, the reason why I brought Tony in was that Tony doubles in 25.
Okay.
And then he's going to play in 26.
So does Haaland.
He's going to play in 26. Okay. So does. And he's going to play in 29. So, okay. If I want to dead end my team, like basically have a team 29. Until 29, he is the perfect fit. Like, he fits the bill, basically.
Okay.
And agreed. I needed money. I had exactly, if I were to sell from Watkins to Tony, I'll get 0.4, and that's exactly the amount I need to go from Alvarez to Haaland.
Exactly, nice. After the price rise.
No. After so that was the issue. Yeah.
Have you done the transfer?
I did the transfer before the deadline. I kind of contemplated taking a minus four even to get Haaland in, but I was thinking, it was too big of a risk. Alvarez for Haaland. It was too big of a risk. Minus four, and then he's not going to start. Alvarez probably starts, right? So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to do it after the game week. But I didn't expect Haaland to rise so fast. I really didn't expect Haaland to rise so fast.
After KDB, he would have. But
yeah.
KDB was just insane, man. And then you had your 0.3 already.
Yeah.
And I think immediately KDB after that, the next day is another 0.1.
Yeah, I really got all the KDB's price rise. But I wasted. If I just waited after the deadline, because I was awake, I was watching the games. If I just after the deadline made the transfer, I would have gotten the Alvarez to Haaland transfer. But anyway, it's a good game week for me. Okay. 64 points. 4-4-2. Areola. My defenders are TAA, Trippier, Gabriel, Pedro Porro. Quite bad. I think only Trippier return. My midfield, Gordon, Palmer, Saka, and my captain, De Bruyne, with 7 points times 2, 14. And up front is my best scoring players, Alvarez and Tony. 13 and 10 points each. Yeah, so decent week for me. 884,000.
Stay tuned to part 2, guys. We'll talk more about our teams going into the 23 and the further blanks in.
So what's your ratings?
Especially.
Have you all seen your ratings for the week?
I forgot to give ratings. Sorry, too early in the morning.
Lukman, yours?
I'll give it 6. Because FPL first, right? Over club. So.
Oh, not because it's 6 a.m.
I'll give it 7.5. Arsenal win and a decent week for me. Green arrow.
Nice. So let me just go through my team. I think I really held out the transfer until 2 hours before the deadline. And then I was tinkering quite a bit. So, you know, we had the conversation about bringing KDB or Haaland in first. And then the moment the Haaland news was in, right, Like, there were a couple of reasons. Like, I won't say I have enough. Because of the price rise, I miss out on being able to bring both KDB and Haaland in with my move with, what you call it? Moving out Saka and Watkins. So I really miss that. And then, like, I was thinking, like, okay, I'm looking at my team now. Who I need to bring in, because I have Palmer against Liverpool. I don't think he would have performed. I need him either on the bench or to bring him out. And somehow one thing led to another. I realized, yeah, I have enough funds to move out Archer for Haaland, and it makes sense for this game week. And it's also booking in a transfer early before the price rise on Haaland. So I got Haaland in, and I shifted my team to a 3-4-3. So I've got Areola in goal, Poro, Guehi, and Trippier. So Trippier's the only one who's returned. So my back three has been the same since my last wild card. Except for Trippier, I think. And then for midfield, we have Diaz with a solid 12 points, Neto, Bowen, and Saka. And then up front, I have Watkins, Darwin, and Haaland. So my only slight mistake this week, I won't say mistake, I was a bit too trigger happy. I couldn't decide on a captaincy. It was between Saka and Haaland, Saka and Haaland, Saka and Haaland. And then I decided to go with a bit with the heart instead of the mind. So it should have been Saka, got vice captain on Saka by Captain Haaland, so I only got 1 point out of him.
Were you hoping that Haaland didn't come on?
Like, I was hoping, like, okay, maybe, because Pep said that he'd be in the squad, he will play. So when I read that, I interpreted it as, like, okay, he's going to start, But no. kind of, misinterpreted that, So, missed out on the captaincy, 48 points, pretty decent. I'm still hoping Neto does a bit more than the 2 points today. So we've got another 20 minutes to find out. But otherwise, I think overall, what a performance from Liverpool against Chelsea. But I think in terms of football itself, the news of Klopp leaving Liverpool, the heartbreak of that, I don't know, it's just been an emotional roller coaster all around. So balancing it out, I think a flat 5 lah. Flat 5 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah. I think before we start on our next segments, I think maybe we just dedicate some time, a few minutes, just to talk about the Klopp and what are you guys feeling? Who do you think will take over? Why do you think he did that? The thoughts.
Yes, Lukman. Lukman doesn't really like Klopp, but right, Lukman.
He wants
hypercritical of Klopp, man.
He wants TVG to take over.
Bro, not hyper, bro. TVG, yeah. I think TVG should. I'll be serious. it's been one week. So right now I'm okay already. Initially it was a shock and sadness, but now I'm okay. I think it is what it is.
Have you watched this video?
The interview.
Yeah.
The 40 minutes, yeah, I did.
I didn't watch the 40 minutes, because I'm not a Liverpool fan, but I watched the clips here and there.
I mean, I was sad when I saw the news circling around Twitter, circling around Instagram and all this, But when I watched the video, I made peace with it. It was a really, I connected really well with what Klopp said. And I think, in a sense, I've been... Pre-season, I've been quite critical of FSG and all this, But I would say that I believe that they have plans in place. Hear me out. So, I mean, Klopp mentioned that he was going to leave. He didn't really decide. So, basically, in October, November, the board came to him and said, okay, who do you want to bring in next transfer window, blah, blah, blah. Where do you want to go for pre-season and all this? And these clubs, so first thing, it gives us some insight that they plan really early ahead. So, we feel like the Caicedo, the Lavias and all these, these were probably their strategy number 2, 3, 4 after missing out on a couple of key targets. So, I mean, we get some insights into that. And I think it was the first time that Klopp actually said that I'm not sure I'll be around here. And I think that doubt that was in his mind came out spontaneously. And I think he's the kind of guy who's 100 or nothing, So, I think... The moment he thought that thought ever crossed his mind, I think he knew that it was the end of it. So he made, I think it was a very decisive decision. I don't think it's easy, but I thought it was decisive. And I feel that the timing of the announcement, if you look back, I think Xabi Alonso is coming.
I
Okay, for a couple of reasons. Okay, hear me out, right? The announcement came after Ancelotti confirmed that he's going to be Madrid's manager next season. Okay? So, Xabi Alonso only has three options here, right? He's going either Madrid, Liverpool, or Bayern.
Right? Wait, sorry. Ancelotti confirmed leaving Madrid, is it?
No, he said he's staying another season. He's not taking the Brazil job at the end of the season. So, after that confirmation, this is after looking in hindsight, right? So, he did that. And then we had the news that Michael Edwards rejected Liverpool's offer, right? I don't know whether you read that as sporting director. Yeah, and I feel that that's a smokescreen because transfer rumors don't go out so much. Couple of hours later, right, there was news circulating that we're going for a sporting director that was from West Ham, right? And this sporting director used to be Leverkusen's sporting director who brought Xabi Alonso in. So Xabi Alonso is coming on board, man. I forgot his name. Like, I missed it. So this is the same sporting director who brought in, like, Kudus, who brought in Alvarez, who stabled the ship at West Ham, who prior to that set up the Leverkusen team, which is Xabi Alonso is handling right now. And apparently
he was the one who brought Xabi Alonso in.
Like, he was the one who convinced the board that Xabi Alonso from Deportivo La Coruña to come to Leverkusen and play. I just feel like the chess pieces are there. This is my personal take. I'm feeling really confident.
I think this one you're reading too much Liverpool fan fiction.
Let's see. I feel like
it's not a good step for Xabi to go straight to Liverpool. Especially.
Okay, what do you think, Anwar? Let Anwar finish first. You want Xabi to come in also? Do you think Xabi?
Yeah, of course. I think Xabi is a
superb
good fit.
Job,
ABK. Sorry for getting up.
I think he's a good manager, but I feel that if he wants to succeed as a manager, he has to bite his time first. Like he has to take charge of Bayer Leverkusen for a few years, and then like maybe another year or so, then he can come into Liverpool.
He's coming because it's
too early for him. I think it's still too early for him because he hasn't made the jump yet from the level that Liverpool is playing at. You know, like he has to have that kind of experience first before he can. Because the thing is, it's big shoes to fill after you come in from Klopp, and I think it's too big a pressure for him to come in.
I mean, looking at... Okay,
I think it's too early for him.
I mean, it's a fair point from you, but we're going a bit too long on this one, but I feel that looking at the profile of how the owners at Liverpool approach things, right, I think they're willing to take that risk, and I think he's coming. He didn't purely reject it. He just said that he cannot... He's speaking about his current club. It's a very flat, non-passionate, non-committal kind of... thing. He didn't say I've got things to settle here at Leverkusen. He didn't deny the fact. So I just feel like the chess pieces are in place lah. So we see, because I honestly don't think anyone else at this stage, right, would suit a profile where it suits the fans, it suits the players, it suits the direction the team is heading. And technically, right, like if you look at the old guards, right, if I'm from a Xabi's perspective, Salah is almost leaving. So I'm only left with VVD to like deal with in terms of like one of the older players who either can bring in things from the past, or if I need to ship him on, I mean I've got a relatively fresh team to work with, generally. So okay. Stay tuned.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's talk about the teams and players that monstered this game week. So basically, let's talk about Bradley Cooper. Second Premier League game, 21 points at home Bradley to Chelsea. Cooper. No big
deal. Guys calling Bradley Cooper.
So, quick word, and then we'll talk about Trent. Because do you think Trent will come back into the team? I mean, that's a big question. Bradley has been playing so well. So, what do you think of Bradley and Trent?
It wasn't his first Premier League start. Did he start the
Premier second Premier League start?
Second Premier League start.
Premier League game.
Start, right? He's his first Premier League start, right?
Yeah, also start. Well, he didn't come on the bench before. So this is his second.
One goal, three assists.
Three assists? Two, right?
No? Yeah. Two in this game, one in the previous game.
He won in his first game.
Oh, chair.
So 21 points is no biggie. That's crazy. And the goal he took, right? That one, right? If Robertson has been in that position so many times, right? He has missed every single shot. He first time I see like him coming on the ball, right? He immediately scored. Robo could never score like a goal like that. Trust. So
bro, don't say Robo. I think Nunes wouldn't have scored that.
No, Nunes would have hit the post, bro. Hit the post.
Yeah, but quick word on the okay. Northern Irish lad.
Let me just I won't go into like too deep into it, but okay, I think
nobody's gonna buy Bradley at this point,
Yeah, nobody's gonna buy Bradley. I had a friend who's ultra Liverpool. He bought Bradley this week and he ate the 21 points.
Oh, really?
But anyway, what? Like I was saying Martinelli, right? So Martinelli is probably gonna start on the left flank. And I think what impressed me more about Bradley in the game was his defensive recovery in that game. Mudrik is not say the best left winger out there, but I think he's a more one-on-one take-on player, and I think Bradley dealt with that pretty well. Honestly, going into the game, I was pretty nervous. Bradley is a young guy, moving, he's also an attacking player, but defensively, he shut out Mudrik lah. So, looking at the performance, right, I think it was a more well-rounded performance than Chen would have put up, right, in defensively as well. So, I kind of feel that knowing Klopp, right, and how he's sometimes blindly loyal, right, Trent might start on the bench. So that's my
actually
opinion.
On your point, that one is also, I think they've played Liverpool. Liverpool played Arsenal with Martinelli on that side. Actually, the previous league cup game, FA Cup game.
Correct.
Yeah.
Trent played.
I think Martinelli came on. If I'm not wrong, Trossard was starting or something. Somebody else was starting on the left. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Martinelli came on and then Trent kena makan like left and right.
I have that same memory in my mind.
Yeah. But
so I think that's the first
thing. When Bradley got subbed on for Trent, it was much better defensive performance. Right.
Yeah. Do you think Trent will not come back to the team against Arsenal?
I think Trent won't start. He'll be on the bench, but he probably won't start. So again, it depends on Klopp's strategy lah. I feel that the back four might stay because Robertson looked a bit rusty. So Gomez will probably start on the left. And because Gomez probably start on the left, right, the right side is still open, but he probably give Bradley the nod against ahead of Trent. Imagine the kind of confidence they would give this player.
Actually now that you mentioned this, I feel like
Okay. I think the whole system, right, is based around Trent. I know Cooper he's still young, right? He's been playing a lot of games. He's playing 4 games back to back midweek.
Why do you always call him Cooper?
I think he's Bradley.
Corner.
Just call him Bradley, Bradley. Okay, so I think come on, Trent will start again. This is such a big game. He's the main focal point. The whole system, right, is based around him. There's no way he'll be dropped. I'm thinking maybe he might play in midfield, right? But our midfielders also don't deserve to be dropped. So I'm thinking
no, bro.
It's more like a. I think that he will tell Bradley, like, okay, you just rest this one because he's been playing a lot of games recently. He's playing midweek, weekend already. So I'm thinking Bradley will play. But I think going forward, right, he may come in a few games. Like, Trent is not 100% nailed now. Like, in a double game, right, he might start one game. But against Arsenal, right, I think Trent comes back. I'm pretty confident, man.
You're confident?
Trent will not start.
I strongly doubt it.
Okay.
After the last performance, I strongly doubt it. Okay.
Do you have TAA in your team?
No, I don't. So I was like, one of the moves this week was being in TAA for Trippier. Like, I really considered that. Right? Like, Trippier and maybe De Bruyne, because that was something that I could have done. I've game week 25 at the back of my head as well. Right? Like, if I don't want to do the free hit, I want to do a TC at that week. So I wanted to prepare my team. So I was going through, like, some of the scenarios. And I decided not to because Trent wasn't going to start the last game. Right, and then I thought, okay, I'll book in a transfer this week.
How you know Trent wouldn't start Chelsea?
What?
How you thought?
There was that doubt lah. There was that doubt, so I didn't want to hit a -4 hit for that lah. Right, so yeah, I mean, like I have that at the back of my head lah. Like bringing in Trent as a premium
GMK?
Defender ahead.
What do you think? As a Trent owner, right? You own Trent, right?
I don't know. I own but then as in you I. See, yeah? I say I think Anwar convinced me to kind of.
You see, Trent, before he got injured, right, he was on form, and when he came out against Chelsea, he looked good. So it's not like as though he wasn't playing well. Like that, Robbo was a bit iffy, right? But Trent has been on form, so there's no. I think he just comes back in straight. I'm pretty confident because he's our main guy.
Let's see.
He's almost as good as Salah. Like, for example, if Salah is coming back, right, and all our front three is on form, right, Salah just goes back in, somebody just gets dropped because he's Salah, he's Trent,
guys,
he's Van Dijk, he's Alisson.
I just,
you know what I mean? He's that good.
I just subbed out.
Yeah.
I just put him onto my bench.
Okay, we'll see. Oh yeah, because
but I mean the other point here is the stubbornness of Klopp lah. I mean, if you look from a pure he's a man manager, right? From a pure man management point of view, the amount of confidence he will give a young guy like Bradley to start against Trent, against a big game like this, rewarding his performance and knowing that he can do the job the same or even better given his current form, I think it's almost a no brainer.
Okay.
If I were in Klopp's shoes.
It's like you say lawyer, right? He should be loyal to Trent first, right? And also, like, he can just tell Bradley, right, okay, I'll just rest you, you're not dropped. He can, man management is so easy to convince a 20-year-old that you're just rested because you've been playing a lot. It's easy, man.
Bro.
And no, it's
not that easy. You're not even
what do you
doing
say about the FA Cup,
the FA Cup
game against Arsenal? No, like, that game, he was really kena makan by Martinelli, you know, like, left and right, like, he was ripped apart, by Martinelli. It seemed like it was so easy for Martinelli
he was
so easy for Martinelli to get past him. Okay, granted he was tired because he played the game. Martinelli came on, so Martinelli had pace on him. Like he was fresh over TA, but the way he kena makan was quite bad. I felt
okay. Actually, let's move on. We've been quite long. So Faris asking, right. Let's talk about Man City.
Hold on. Like, first? Okay, I am gonna bench TA now that I've heard Anwar's arguments because because I have Sterling on my bench to Wolves. Because I think it's also against Arsenal away, so I think it's a tough fixture. So I think if you have someone on the bench, maybe.
I think Trent is 100% play if you have Trent. 100%. Don't worry about it. I mean, unless you have Sterling on the bench against Wolves, right? Okay, then maybe you can bench him. I mean, but very rare that somebody's in your team, right? That you can play Sterling over Trent.
Anyway,
I mean, if you have like...
Just a quick one. Neto just assisted, so I've got another 3 more points.
Nice. It's 2-3,
yeah?
Yeah. Second goal.
Corner? What?
It's a second goal for Wolves. You quickly check about talk about Haaland. So Faris is asking, how's the eye test on Haaland? I mean, I watched the extended highlights, right? He actually looked fit. He was sprinting, he was hungry, albeit he's lacking a bit of match sharpness. So he does look fit. So I think Faris, I think if you're thinking of not bringing Haaland in, I think you're just overthinking it. I think Haaland, especially if you look at double 25, right, he will be, his EO will be close. I'll be surprised if his EO is not above 300. So even if you don't TC him, right, I think you want him to blank. So I think Haaland is a pretty straightforward transfer in. Do you agree? I mean,
This week.
Yeah, this week, why not? He will probably start. It's 5 days to Brentford. They play Monday night, right? I think it's pretty straightforward. I think you're overthinking it. If you're taking a huge risk, not bringing Haaland this week. You think you'll be waiting one more week?
I think I will.
You wait one more week.
I'll talk about it in my team. But I think I'll wait 1 week because the only reason is because I'm priced out of it.
Okay, that's fair.
So there's another point. I think the price rise will be quite quick on him.
Yeah.
He's 14 now, right? He was 13.9. Now he's 14. He might go up to 14.1, 14.2.
Yeah, he might lah. We don't know how he works, but
he wasn't so high at the start. He was at 14 at the start.
Apparently, like when he got injured, there's like 2 million transfers out for him, and he got like 100,000 transfers in from last week, and he already rose 0.1.
Yeah.
So he dropped 0.1 for after 2 million managers got him out, and then he rose like 100,000+, and then he rose 0.1 million. So I don't know how the algorithm works. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You think Haaland will start? For sure. Brentford away.
Not as sure as Trent, but I'm pretty sure. Like, maybe 80%.
Not as sure as Trent.
Okay. Dude, Trent will definitely start, man. It's such a big game.
Let's see, bro. Mark this spot.
Timestamp this spot.
Anyway, I just want to talk about...
Sorry, continue.
I think you don't need an eye test for Haaland. Even if he doesn't start, I think you be a staple in your team lah. And my concern is that if you are looking at Salah as well, then you're spending like more than 14 million on, or 14.1 million on, you're just eating away at your funds.
But you mean don't bring in Haaland, is it?
Bring in Haaland. Bring him as early as possible to avoid the price.
Yeah, bring in and then worry about Salah later. I'm thinking. I mean, anyway, I say he looks rusty, right? He has looked rusty before and scored hat-tricks. So, I mean, he could do that by being rusty.
And don't forget,
it's not as consistent.
Don't forget, KDB is an Iranian team. So it's like free goals for him, basically, now.
Yeah. Hey, but goals KDB looked very tired. When I watched the game, right, he looked a bit tired when, like, 60-plus minutes. So I think I'm selling for... Okay, we'll talk about our team later. Okay, let's continue. I think
just a quick quiz, right, before we wrap up, right?
Okay.
What is KDB's shirt number?
19? Is it 19?
19, about Lukman?
17, why?
17.
He's 17. I don't know, honestly, I never really took notice of his number until the last year. Said, shit, 17,
Is a number like you are previously number 7, then your team signed a new number 7, and after you alamak, you have to
Correct. 17.
Hey, what number is Trent? ABK.
66.
Trent is okay, lah. I'm just saying that KDB is our number 10, right? I don't know. I just didn't really thought too much about his number until I said, KDB 17.
Let's wrap up part one.
While we're still at the roast of the week, 1 minute.
1 minute.
What's your thoughts on Fodering Ham, bro?
He came on, Talk to show on the defense, and he let him on more goal.
Flip my fifth there. Nothing much to say. I mean, it's a shame to everyone involved in the FPL community, but it is what it is. We've moved on. Klopp leaving, Fodderingham is leaving also. So yeah, sad times.
Okay.
No need to rush. Okay, just move on. Let's wrap it up. I mean, if you guys are listening to this, thank you for listening. Don't forget to listen to part two. And also remember to follow us on all our socials as usual. And give comments and stuff on our socials, on Telegram, or PM us if you don't want to let everyone know.
Yep. We're coming in on the second pod, where we'll talk more about FPL related stuff, what our strategies are, some of the cheap strategies that we'll recap later on in our strategy corner. So stay tuned for that. Like Lukman mentioned, all our socials are embedded in the links below.
Yeah,
so follow and subscribe.
Yeah. So we're FPL Kopi Talks. We're signing out for now.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks. Right here. Right now.